chalk line and right as a rule. He was square with the world, he took good care of his tools.
Well, good morning, Arizona. It's Rosie on the house here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. I'm Rosie, sitting right next to me in the driver's seat, really the pilot seat. I'm in the co-pilot seat. The pilot seat is Romy Romero, my son. We've got Stan Zambrun in here from Rosie Remodeling, so there's nothing you can ask us that'll stump us today. We've got Sweet Nancy doing the call screening. If you'd like to get in and talk to us, now would be a great opportunity because we cleared all the lines at top of the hour. Lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. The special Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. This hour we'll be talking through some gift ideas for Dad. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about, okay, is it possible to stay comfortable in your home when it's 120 degrees outside or 108? 18 degrees. Or how about when the cold front moves through and it goes all the way down to 110?
Oh, my. What do we do then?
Can you stay comfortable in your home? We will have David Byrne from Green ID in to talk about whole house energy audits and the science of staying comfortable. So that's in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned. We have the ongoing vision statement at Rosie on the House to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So if you own a home or want to own a home, we hope you'll start anything and everything at rosieonthehouse.com. We're on air every single Saturday morning, as we have been for the last 28 years. We broadcast over six stations, nine signals, cover 90% of the population of Arizona, the number one weekend radio program in the whole state. During the week, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. In the 28 years of doing the radio program and taking your calls and answering your questions, we have posted to that website the do-it-yourself Q&A section, literally hundreds and hundreds, I'd say thousands of pages of question and answers from people just like you, Arizona homeowners. It's Arizona specific. We cover the desert as well as the cool country above the rim. Now, we also are distributed through several newspapers throughout Arizona. This particular weekend in the Casa Grande Dispatch, there will be an article on 20 things you can do to help your curb appeal for under $500. In the Green Valley News, down south of Tucson, the I-19 corridor, we'll be talking about the implications of converting a carport to a garage. There's certain things you need to consider in making that conversion. And then in the Tucson's newspaper, Arizona Daily Star, we're talking about soil heaving. A lot of times people see cracks in their foundation, they immediately start to think their home is settling. More often than not, if you're seeing foundation problems in Arizona, it's heaving, not settling. There is a difference. If you want our weekly newsletter, you want our weekly article, you will now need to sign up for our newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. That email newsletter will come to you every single Thursday into your computer via the internet, and it'll be the topic of the week that we'll be covering here. Today we're covering what should be in that toolbox for the first-time homeowner. We'll also be segueing and comparing and contrasting that a little bit about great Father's Day gift ideas. So before we get into the topic of the week, I want to mention just a couple things we're doing. I can tell you that if you are a tradesperson in any trade in construction, residential, remodeling, new construction, or whatever, and you're not as happy as you could be at the current job you're holding, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com.
Hang on, I'm writing this down.
There, not you. Hey.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Back this truck up.
Stan, you're closer to him. Slap him.
How about if I just kick him?
Golly.
Like, I was going to say like father, like son, but that's not the case
man,
at all.
Oh, man. You can go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Click on the tab, Find a Trusted Partner. Click in the region you want to work. Maybe you are a superintendent for a remodeling company in Apache Junction, and you're not as happy as you could be. And you're thinking, golly, why don't I think about moving to Prescott? We have a remodeling contractor in Prescott, Tom Riley of Renovations, that's hiring. Wouldn't it be interesting to consider relocating to beautiful Quad City area, Yavapai County, Prescott, Mayor, Dewey, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, any of those? You wouldn't be working down here
and you
in 120 degrees.
Exactly.
So Tom Riley's hiring. And I use Tom as an example. I can tell you, I don't know a Rosie on the House partner of the 130, 140, 150 of them.
Met with Night Air Conditioning last week, and I said, what are y'all struggling with? She said,
People.
Manpower. We need good people.
Lions Roofing.
I've got them right here. They're looking for a general production supervisor.
Mm-hmm. And to handle. And field staff, installers.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
So, folks, if you're in the trades and you're looking to move up in your career and you want to work with the best of the best, you're going to probably have to pass a drug screening. You're probably going to have to pass a background check. But if you can do that and you've got a successful history of working in your trade, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Virtually every Rosie Trusted Partner is hiring. If any of you Rosie Trusted Partners are listening and you hire Romy, that's the fastest route to decertification.
That's a deal breaker,
man.
Right,
of relocating to Prescott, man. I don't know. Working
for Tom, wouldn't that be great? Or go up to Oak Creek Village and work for Mark
Harmon.
Yeah.
Diamond Sky Construction.
Or go up to Flagstaff and go to
JKC.
Work for Jeff. Yeah.
Mm. Now, if you're a homeowner and you need a service contractor, you can go do that same thing. Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Type in your city or zip code. Once you click Trusted Partner, select your topic or just type in a keyword and hit search, and you will find the certified partners closest. It'll come up with the three closest to your zip code or city. And one of the newest partners we have is Bayer Appliances, right out of Tempe, right off of University. Dan Byers been in the business since 84, doing appliance repair, has a handful of trucks, services the whole Phoenix metro area, got guys divided by region. Very a pretty neat computer system he used that was actually designed by an old appliance repairman who always had trouble routing his workers, and so it was designed specifically for the appliance repair. Give them a call if you've got something like a refrigerator door that falls off on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that fixed?
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
did. We did. We did.
A washing machine that's not working, a dryer that's not drying, any type of appliance repair work. Bayer Appliance is one of the newest partners of Rosie on the House. You can find them there in the appliance category. Again, it's Rosie on the house.com.
And they joined Frost Appliance, who's been there for quite a long time. So now we've got the Valley covered with two great appliance repair companies.
Could use one for Tucson if you're an appliance repair company. You can click join the network and start your online application right there on the website.
You know, on the website, another thing that we started just by accident, you know, the Crawfish Festival that we do every year, the first weekend in August, this year in Overgard, Bison Ranch, right?
Yes, sir.
That is, I don't know, we go back to when did we start that? About 2000, 2003, 2004?
Yeah, 10,
12 years ago?
2001 or 2002.
Okay. So that whole Crawfish Festival just started by accident. Well, this thing we're doing at Rosie on the House Remodeling kind of started by accident, too. Stan the man decides to go on a one-month vacation. And, like, so now Rosie has to do 100% of the estimating. And like
you sharpen off your old 0.7 mechanical pencil.
Holy man, oh man, that slide rule was smoking.
I can hear the calculator from the other side of the office. It's still from like 1980.
The abacus was, the beads were clicking. Huh?
There just weren't enough hours in the day. So I had a couple people, I had to start crying on the phone. I can't get to you, man. I just know where I'm at. And the guy said, well, how about if I just send you some pictures and why don't you estimate it over the internet? And the idea was born.
Was blossomed.
So we've done a couple. These are you know what, Stan? This would make a great Father's Day gift by some family.
It would.
Maybe the dad is stuck getting a project done around the house. We're currently down in Ahwatukee working with a fella who demoed his entire kitchen himself and needed help just eliminating some soffits and hanging some sheetrock and taping and texturing.
And along those lines, I got to give this particular gentleman kudos. A homeowner doing his own kitchen remodel, and bless his heart, he got a building permit from the city of Phoenix to do it.
Yes. And he needed help just getting a little of the technical framing work done.
Absolutely.
We sent our man Donnie Breeze down there, and he's in the middle of getting that taken care of. We also had Donnie take care of those three rotten patio posts. The guy sent us the pictures. We estimated the whole thing over the telephone and the internet. If you've got a project that you're just having a hard time getting finished and you need some expert Rosie on the House approved carpenters, get in touch with us at rosieonthehouse.com and see if we can't help you. Now, we'll do full remodels as well.
Absolutely.
We do a lot of those too. So,
but for a small job, there's maybe just a little bit, you know, above your capabilities, but not big enough to bring in a full-on general contractor for, you know, take some pictures of it. Send us some pictures. Give us a brief description, maybe some dimensions of what's involved. And, you know, we can take a look at it. If we've got any questions, we can contact you. But we can put together an estimate for you pretty quick and schedule the work to be done if everything, you know, is agreeable for you.
When are we going over to Larry's house to pour in the sunken living room?
We're going to do that next Friday.
He's doing a whole remodel there at his house that he built in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Beautiful home there in the 40th home. Street and Shea area. And he just needed help getting the sunken living room filled in. So
that's right.
We'll be taking care of just that part of
just
it.
Just that part of it. He's got a whole house remodel going, but it was above his expertise to do that. So we're going to step in and help him out with his concrete infill. So
we'll be taking calls when we get back and talking our way through great gift ideas to knock the socks off your dad this Father's Day.